This is the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update for Wednesday, the 24th of December. I'm John Bithrie. Now, US and European markets have closed early for Christmas Eve, but was there much going on? I asked Giri Cherukuri at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
Pretty quiet today, very light news day, and it's a half day in the market, so not too much news to report today.
The markets in the US have had a pretty good year, haven't they, ending on a bit of a high?
Yeah, it's been a slow grind upwards, except for a few brief pauses middle of October and earlier this month, but pretty much straight up all year long on the backs of just good economic growth.
So there's optimism, is there, as we head into the last week of 2014, that this is going to continue into the next year? I mean, what could knock the markets in the upcoming months?
There is optimism. I think what the worry in the U.S. is just what's happening in the rest of the world. How is Europe doing, and is Europe going to gain a foothold and have economic growth there? And then some geopolitical things with the oil prices being down and what type of effects that's going to have on the world and what's going on in Russia, things like that. They briefly hurt the market during the year, but just the underlying background of the U.S. economy doing so strong has helped the market. So, again, in 2015, we'll see whether the strong U.S. economy can power the rest of the world.
And the oil price will be the one to watch, won't it? Whether oil prices will continue heading downwards and whether that has a positive effect for the global economy.
They don't need to head down any more than they are now, even if they stay at the steady level. I think it'll be a big boost to the economy. And initially, when oil prices started plunging, people saw that as a negative, thinking that shows low economic growth and low demand and things like that. But I think a lot of people are coming around to the fact that low oil prices is generally a boom for a lot of the world. And so as long as oil prices stay at these levels, I think that's going to be a really good thing for the world economy in 2015.
Giri Cherukuri in Chicago. Well, at the end of the very short trading day in New York, the Dow closed little moved at 18,030. The FTSE 100 here in London closed up 0.2% at 6610. The BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America is at $127.8. On the currency markets, the euro is at $1.21.9 US cents. The pound is at $1.55.6. You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.